straight out of Austin, Texas. It's On Second Thought, powered by Hook'em.com, with your hosts, Statesman sports columnists Cedric Golden and Kirk Bowles. Often imitated, never duplicated. Hear it here first on Second Thought.
Down on 3rd and 15, 103 remaining. Watson protected, escaping, going to run for it. He get a block on the edge, he's going to get there. First down and more, and Deshaun Watson inside the 10, into the end zone for a touchdown. 49 yards.
Take that, Geno Atkins. He is just going to take off. The defense drops deep. The offensive line does a nice job with protection. But after that, look at this.
On Second Thought, episode 139, brought to you by Hook'em.com and our friends at Bud Light. Drink 'em if you got 'em. Cedric Golden here with the Duck, Kirk Bowles. Very special podcast today, sir.
Tell him why.
I'm going to tell him why. Well, we've got MLB Network's Robert Flores coming up next, one of our favorites. But first, we're bringing in the varsity, sir.
Exactly.
The main event.
Our high school prep writers, Rick Cantu and Thomas Jones, are here to talk about the brand new for Austin All-Star Syntex Preps Banquet, June 10th at the Palmer Event Center. We're celebrating the cream of the crop, high school athletes in Austin. Slick, I'll start with you. We call Rick Cantu Slick Rick.
Yes, we do.
Big news coming down the pike. Deshaun Watson will be speaking at this banquet, which Kirk and I are hosting along with you and Thomas, in place of Drew Brees. Wasn't that a sweet handoff if we had to change? That's not bad.
Well, if you told me that Drew Brees was not going to be here, I would faint probably. Until you find out that Deshaun Watson is going to be his backup. I mean, it's about as big as you can get under
nice
the
backup.
Circumstances.
Nice
I mean,
backup.
The guy
that
beat Alabama. What do you want?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
He and J.J. Watt probably are the face of the franchise over with the Houston Texans. So to use a baseball vernacular, I think we hit a home run on this time.
Nice.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I think the kids are going to be more excited about Deshaun Watson than Drew Brees.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
They're younger.
Why do you think that?
Drew's their daddy. Drew's is their daddy's quarterback.
What are you saying about old people, Thomas?
Well, you know.
We'll let that go unsaid.
Some of them still do okay.
So they can relate better to Deshaun Watson, you're saying. So we love Drew Brees.
He's close to their generation. We love Drew.
Yeah. He's 23 years old.
23. He's already a Pro Bowler. That's amazing.
And they remember him. They've watched him very recently. And a lot of these kids watch college football and probably don't watch as much pro because they have dreams of being college football players. So they see a guy at the top of the game like Deshaun Watson take down Nick Saban.
Yeah, big time.
And then he makes the Pro Bowl and the all-rookie team in Houston. They know who this guy is, so you know they're excited about it.
And he's a class guy, too. He is. So Rick, tell me what you think about this event. Why is this a special event that we are hosting at the Statesman?
Well, I think the most special part about it is that we're going to honor kids from 22 different sports, boys and girls. So it's not a football-only deal. Because we've done football-only deals with other parts of the community. But when you get for example, girls basketball, the top player is going to be honored. The volleyball team, the baseball team, the softball, the two golfers that were state champions the past couple days.
Wrestling. Right.
Wrestling's going to be in there. Tennis is going to be there.
Soccer. Everybody. Soccer's it's all inclusive.
All told, we have probably close to about 400 athletes who have been invited. Whether 400 show up, that remains to be seen, but I'm expecting a good portion of 400 people to be there. And it could get loud in there.
So let me get this straight, guys. So it's like 400 players can come for free. You get to hear Deshaun Watson. You get to eat great food, and you get to hear Cedric Golden, too?
Well, hold on. We want him to show up, so don't be trying to discourage him by bringing me up.
Okay, well, Ced may have a minor role, but this sounds like a pretty good deal.
Well, Laurel and Hardy, what do you expect? I don't know which one is Hardy.
You
but,
get what you pay for.
I'm Holly.
Holly. You guys, you don't undersell yourselves. I mean, I think the two of you will bring the fun through the festivities. Because you guys don't, you're light on your feet.
And yeah, it's been like 20 years since I've heard that one.
One of us in this room can say that, I'll be honest.
To be honest, Rick, I haven't seen my feet in like 8 years. But here's the thing. You get in for free if you've been named to a Syntex Austin American Statesman All Syntex team in the last school year. You can get in for free. And all you got to do is go to statesman.com/preps. They'll give you a code, and you enter that code. You're good to go for that night on June 10th at 6:30 p.m. at the Palmer Event Center. You also can get your friends and family can order tickets on that URL.
Same link.
Go to statesman.com/preps. Right. There's a website where you can order tickets as well. It's going to be a great night. And I know we're bringing in Deshaun Watson. That's a big deal for this area. But this night is about the kids. We want to get that out there. It's about celebrating these great high school athletes. It's going to be a great dinner. There are going to be ice sculptures. It's going to be like the ESPYs of high school sports, except that the talent, me and you hosting, might fall a little bit short of Stuart Scott or Jamie Foxx or somebody like that. But we're going to make it fun.
So, TJ, what are you looking forward to the most from this epic evening in June?
You know, like Slick was saying, we honor a lot of the guys like football, basketball, stuff like that.
Right.
But when you get every sport in the area recognized, I mean, and there's a lot of new schools. Like, say, look at Weiss. Weiss High School in the Pflugerville School District. They've been playing varsity sports really for, this is their first year. They have a girl named Anna Herzig who's won a state championship as a swimmer. We're going to get a chance to recognize kids like that who maybe, you know, they get a little overlooked here and there.
All at one time under the same building. That's going to be cool. And who's picking up the tab for this, Sid?
The events being sponsored, you know, our friends at Gatehouse are footing a lot of the bill, but it's being sponsored by Thomas J. Henry Attorney and the Sames Auto Group, and they're picking up the tab, and we're going to have fun, we're going to crack some jokes, we're going to eat, we're going to drink, we're going to be merry, we're going to interview Deshaun Watson, and you and I will be hosting. The kids that that Rick and Thomas have been writing about for years, they already know Slick and Thomas. They're going to get to come up on stage, the Syntex Players of the Year, and receive awards. And this is just a recognition of job well done this school year.
Yeah,
it's only going to get better. This is the first time we're doing it in Austin, and it won't be the last.
And you're mentioning we get to eat? Did you mention that?
We get food. Plenty of food.
Wow.
You know, we've already got our guest speaker lined up for next year because Drew Brees apologized. He's got this trial he has to go to in California, and he says, I will be there next year. You know, I feel bad that I can't be there this year. But to go along with the awards that you're talking about, there are also six big awards. Male and female athlete of the year.
Nice.
Will probably be the highlights. The team of the year will be... that'll be interesting too. Coach of the Year and two specialty awards, the Inspiration Award winner as well as the Courage Award winner. I'm not going to spill the beans on who they're going to be.
No, we'll save that drama.
Show up and see. Yeah. It's going to be wonderful videos.
You will be touched. You will be touched by the films that we're going to put up there. We can say that. We've got... two of the best videographers, you know, in the newspaper business, luckily working for us, and they've produced together some really good films this year, and we're going to show a few of them.
Man, that's great.
It's just going to be a unique and wonderful event. It's going to be annual, so it's just our paper's way of like giving back the community and honoring some special athletes, like you said, in all sports. So one last time, Sid, for those athletes, how they register?
All right, if you've been named to an All-Syntex team by the Statesman in this last school year, go to statesman.com/preps and get your access code for a free entry to the 2019 Best of All-Star Syntex Preps Banquet, June 10th, 6:30 p.m., Palmer Event Center. Slick, Thomas, dudes, we appreciate you stopping in. And we'll be reading a lot more about this great event coming up in the next couple of weeks. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Can't wait. Thank you.
Thank you.
On Second Thought.
Joining us via phone in the dungeon, one of my personal favorites, Kirk, and not because he's a baseball guru. We're going to talk boxing later, but for now, MLB Network star Robert Flores joins us. He is the host of MLB Central on MLB Network, weekdays from 9 a.m. At 9 a.m. with Lawrence Shahadi and Mark DeRosa. What's up, Roflo?
Guys, it's great to hear from you. It's been a long time. How are you guys doing?
We're doing awesome, and Robert's everybody's favorite. He's not just your favorite, Sid.
Well,
quit claiming him. He's everybody's favorite.
I said one of my personal favorites.
Okay.
Robert, the last time I saw you, can you remember? Do you remember the last time we talked?
Was it before I got fired?
After you got canned, that's their problem.
We
got to
start the program with that, really?
Kind of, it's probably the thing when they see it. I'm like, when the people download it, they're like, oh, wait a minute, isn't that the guy?
The same guy? It is the same guy.
No, it was Las.
It's the same guy.
It was Las Vegas at I think Mayweather Pacquiao.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
man.
We hung out at Mayweather Pacquiao.
I thought you said boxing was coming later. I thought.
Well, I was just wanting to see if you remember when the last time we got to chat.
Oh, that's cool. Great, man. Shoot, yeah, I forgot about that.
Well, man, we're glad to have you on. I love watching the show. You guys have more fun than really the law should allow. And today's show, it was kind of, what was that, the best moment of your life, right?
Yeah, well, you know, we had today we had MLB superlatives, so
right,
you know,
best
which
hair,
player would be,
best,
you know,
physique, best soap opera, yeah,
and
it was good stuff.
And and you know, we also had we had a clip of Johnny Bench, and you know, all three of us, John Smoltz and Mark DeRosa and myself, each had a Johnny Bench story, and Smoltz's story was a lot different than mine. He talked about how when he got inducted into Cooperstown, Johnny Bench took him aside after the ceremony and said, I just want 5 minutes of your time, and got all the new inductees and took them to a really nice point near Cooperstown, near the Baseball Hall of Fame. And there's a spot apparently where you can sit and it overlooks a lake. And he told Smoltz and the rest of his class, I just want you to sit here for 5 minutes and reflect on your accomplishment and everything that it means, so that you really soak it in. So it was a really cool moment, and those are the kind of things that guys like Smoltz and Pedro Martinez and guys that we work with that do a really good job of bringing their experience and sharing it with the viewers.
And one thing he said was, didn't he say his best moment was also getting the last hit of his high school career, winning the state championship in Lansing, Michigan, and y'all were all like, what?
Yeah, we were stunned. I mean, this is a guy that's won the World Series and the Hall of Fame, but he says that moment, that walk-off hit in the state tournament of his high school in his senior year is the moment that he is most proud of. And, you know, it just kind of shows you what you know, what this game means to people, and certainly when you've played it at the highest level like John Smoltz. He definitely has a unique experience.
You know what, though, Robert, and the one thing about baseball to me that kind of separates itself from the other sports, and I played all the sports growing up, and I grew up originally a huge baseball fan. You mentioned Johnny Bench. I was a Cincinnati Reds fan growing up because they were on TV every weekend. So I kind of got to know them. But there's a pureness about the sport of baseball, playing catch with your dad. And these guys loved the game of baseball well before it made them millions and millions of dollars. So Smoltz went back to a memory that was probably the purest form of the game, just a boy playing the game that he loved for free and feeling the joy of winning a game in his last high school game. I completely get that. And the one thing that that really resonates with a lot of people is the sports are all fun to watch, but there's a boyishness about baseball that kind of separates it from football and basketball.
I agree with you. I remember, look, I grew up in the 70s, and, you know, growing up in Houston, at the time, the Astros were a National League city. So this idea that you rarely got to see American League teams, American League players. So there was an innocence. I mean, now we can watch every game, every team, every day.
Right.
But yeah, I think that the way that baseball kids are still playing it at great levels. I mean, the participation at the youth level is going strong. And you're right. I think there is something poetic and romantic, if you will, about moms and sons, or moms and daughters, or dads and sons playing catch out in the front yard on a summer day, just hanging out. I mean, just going back and forth, throwing the ball. I mean, that is something that is unique to baseball.
It definitely is, and that's why it's such a stat-driven sport too, and that's why mm-hmm. you can compare what Cody Bellinger's doing to what Hank Aaron did or Babe Ruth did, because the essence of the game really hadn't changed that much, thank God. And,
yeah.
And I don't know, maybe we're going to go to that. I don't know if y'all have talked about that on your show, but, you know, do we go to robotic umpires, and do we put a guy on second base in the 10th inning to shorten it? Yeah. What do you see from that as far as, you know, maybe the futuristic side of baseball? And which do you support, Robert?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Because I think we're in a unique spot. I mean, these are interesting times for Major League Baseball, and really for all sports and all entertainment. The way fans, the way people consume sports
right.
now, the way people consume entertainment is so different from when we all grew up, and it's incumbent upon all of the sports, including Major League Baseball, to adjust with their fans, to adjust with their younger generation. I am in favor of an automatic strike zone. I just think that, you know, especially when at the biggest stages, at the most important times, I mean, if I can be thousands of miles away and know that a pitch is a strike because I'm monitoring it on my iPad
mm-hmm.
or it's up there on the screen, which from whichever broadcasting network is putting the strike zone over the broadcast, then I think that the umpire should be able to. Now, at that same time, I don't want the game to be overtaken by stats. And I think that there has to be a marriage of both. And I think this is more speaking to how teams are run and built, I think there has to be a combination, a blend of both. I think you have to have the stats, but I sure want to take some advice from the people that have grown up in the game, the players that have played the game and used their experience as well.
And how about the people on your show, and if y'all have done any survey of baseball players, is there a consensus or is there support for like an automatic strike zone?
You know, I can't speak to that because I don't think that's something that we have necessarily polled.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this, that if that's something that ownership and the players union agree on, it's going to take a while to get used to, and
right.
players are probably not going to like it at first. But the one thing that Major League Baseball players are great at doing, they're used to adjusting. They can adjust all the time. If you just give them what the rules are, they'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I know the Atlantic League, Independent League, is going to be rolling out some of these initiatives that Major League Baseball would like to look at and would like to study, including the automatic or robotic strike zone, whatever you want to call it. That's
right.
going to be rolled out soon. And I think the rules in the as far as extra inning go, I think that they're going to be implementing some tweaks there. Jeff Samardzija, you know, pitcher for the San Francisco Giants,
right.
He said that he would not mind if extra inning games, say past the 12th inning, are just go down as a tie. You know, which is,
oh my God, a tie, really?
Wow.
Right. So there's all sorts of things in play here. That's why I think we're such an interesting time. We've got I know just from a baseball industry and Major League Baseball, there's a ton of smart people looking at all the different possibilities. But the thing that's going to make it the most successful is if the owners and the players union come together, both sides, what makes sense for everyone, because you're going to have to get approval from the players anyway.
Right.
So let's try to get them involved in the process early.
Well, I was going to ask you about you. I mean, you had a great gig at ESPN, and I know you. Mm-hmm. We've talked. It was a tough decision for you to leave, and you joined MLB in 2016. Is that correct?
Yes. Uh huh.
So you joined MLB in 2016. How tough was it to leave the biggest, you know, sports organization on the planet for MLB?
Yeah.
And what are your favorite memories from hosting all those sports centers?
You know, it was a tough decision, right? I mean, I was there for 11 years. I mean, that is the longest I had ever worked at one particular place. I was there from 2005 to 2016. It was a place that I've wanted to work at since I was 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a difficult decision, but it was something that I needed to move on. I wanted some new challenges. I wanted something different. And it's worked out great. We, you know, not only for myself, but also for my family. We love the New York, New Jersey area.
Nice.
So it's been a great move for us, and I'm glad it's worked out. As far as favorite memories, I mean, my first sports center, in 2006 is something I'll never forget. I anchored it with John Butchergross, and I was nervous as hell. And, you know, I also remember, you know, anchoring with Stuart Scott a couple of times. I didn't anchor with him much, and
right.
I didn't know Stuart very well. But
right.
just the fact of, I mean, he's one of the icons. And you talk about people that changed mediums and change the way things are done. I mean, Stuart Scott in a lot of ways was a trailblazer. You can't deny that. So getting a chance to anchor with him was one of the great memories that I have. So I had a lot of great times, and I worked with a lot of smart people over there. But you know what? I always tell people it's a lot like the athletes we cover. Sometimes you just got to change.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just got to go to a new team, and I love the team that I'm playing for now.
You didn't have any mess ups on that first sports center or
no, not on that first one. I mean, I was just I remember right before we're starting, right before you hear that da na na.
Uh-huh. Right.
John Butchergross leans over and says, "Are you ready for your moon landing?" And I was like, holy moly, he's right. This is kind of like my personal moon landing. I tell you, I think the mess up that I remember most is I was doing a highlight, an NBA highlight, and I was talking about a shot clock violation, except I didn't say clock.
Get the bleeper ready.
Now this was like 2006, so
yeah.
Twitter wasn't around.
Thank goodness.
You know, people, the smartphone revolution hadn't quite hit, so people weren't able to record it and things like that or post it. So,
did you recover quickly?
Somewhere. What's that?
Did you recover quickly?
I just moved on. Yeah, went right past it. But somewhere in the archives there in Bristol, Connecticut, there's that blooper from yours truly.
Nothing worse than a shot bleep.
That's right.
Well, I know you talked about Houston growing up and paying attention to the Astros. So I guess they're clearly the best team in baseball right now. Do you think they're going to run away and hide this year?
You know, I think as far as best team in baseball, I think it's them and the Dodgers at this point.
Right.
With the rest of the division, I mean, they've got a big lead right now. Still got a long way to go. The A's are playing better. And the Texas Rangers are also playing better.
They really are.
But the Astros are just really, really good. I think they still have some questions about the back end of their rotation. But they are... They're in a good position, and if it's going to be interesting to see what they decide to do, what Jeff Luhnow decides to do at the deadline.
I've got Dallas Keuchel sitting on my bench, stashed away on my fantasy team. Can you get this guy a job for me, Robert? I need some help.
It's unbelievable that he does not have that he's not on a major league roster. And the same can be said for Craig Kimbrell.
Right.
Once the major league draft is complete, which we're coming up on, I believe it's June 3rd.
Right.
Then their draft pick attachment, then that goes away.
Right.
So I think you'll see those guys sign pretty soon after the draft. I just wonder, it's going to be interesting to see how long it takes for both Keuchel and Kimbrell to get up to speed, because the guys they're going to be pitching to, 99.9% have been playing for the couple of months now.
Yeah.
You know, Keuchel and Kimbrell, it's not like they're sitting on their couch just watching TV. They're out there, but you know, I've been told that it's still different when the lights turn on. It's still different than pitching a sim game to some college kids. So I'm interested to see, once they do sign, how long it takes them to get up to speed.
And then I was wondering about Cody Bellinger just rocking it. I mean, the early MVP. I mean, can this guy hit 400? Absolutely. Is there any chance we have a 400 hitter?
I don't think he can hit 400.
He still strikes out a lot.
But to see what he... You know, if you look at that 2017 World Series, the Astros exposed him, and it was breaking balls, it was back foot sliders, it was breaking balls, and save for a couple of hits, they dominated him. That hole in his swing, quote unquote, it's not there any longer.
Yeah.
He can get to everything. He hits the ball to all fields. He hits with big time power. I just, you know, if I'm a Dodgers fan, I'm thinking, you know what? Don't take him out of the lineup. Don't mess with, I don't care if it's lefty, righty, whatever.
Leave him in
the lineup once the playoffs start.
Thank you. Thank you. And I would love to see a race to 400. I think that would just be so captivating for baseball.
I mean, we really haven't had that. I mean, you know, Tony Gwynn was flirting with it at the time of the strike in 94, and I think he would have been the guy to do it. George Brett, way back in 1980, came close at 390. But, yeah, that would be an interesting storyline to follow throughout the summer.
That'd be magical.
Well, I hate to take a harsh detour because Kirk's starting to roll his eyes at me, but I know we've only got him for a few minutes.
I'm going to go get a drink, okay? I'll be
Tyson
back.
Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, will it happen?
Ooh, I don't know, man. They both fight for like different promotions, right?
And those promoters hate each other. They hate each other.
Yeah, so that's why it's tough being a boxing fan, which I am. It's tough because sometimes the egos and the money get in the way, and I get it. These guys are getting their heads beaten in for 10, 12 rounds. They deserve as much money as they can get, but selfishly, I would love to see those dudes go after it again, especially after what you saw from Wilder over the weekend.
Oh my God, that was very scary.
Is that Gene Wilder?
No,
somebody.
Yeah,
else.
You beat up Richard Pryor. So, one more thing, and I know Kirk's gonna really love this.
Oh no!
Did you know, Kirk, that he's also a huge wrestling fan from back in the day?
He is not.
Yes, he has a Ric Flair. Flair autograph.
Where did you go wrong? What did your parents do to you? Wrestling.
He's from Texas.
What? I grew up watching Houston wrestling with my grandfather and Paul Bosch and the whole thing. And it's a guilty pleasure. You know, it's like if you like watching the Kardashians or the Bachelor,
and my wife does.
These guys are oiled up and they're wearing tight. It's pretty much the same.
And Kirk, we can get you a subscription to WWE Network for $9.99 a month.
You could do that for me?
Right.
Yes.
So. Yes, we would be. Hey, you know what? One thing I want to talk to you guys about.
Yeah.
I want to know what's with the UT basketball team?
Wow.
I mean, look.
Back to baseball.
The NIT run was cool.
Yeah.
But, I mean, They leave me wanting more, right?
Like wanting to be in the NCAA tournament, for instance.
That would. I'm just surprised because I like I don't know him, but I like Shaka.
So do we.
I thought it was a great hire. I was like, home run.
Yep.
But it's just taken a while. So I'm just wondering what kind of what the mood is after their.
I'm not sure they reckon.
You know.
They don't recognize basketball anymore, Robert. It's just like they've gone from angry and livid to apathetic, right, Sid?
Oh, that's
absolutely
where you don't want to be.
Oh, well, they hosted 3 NIT games?
Yeah.
And there would
poorly
attended. 1,500 fans or something. So,
oh,
and
man.
So, I don't know. I'm sure you raced out to the garden to catch them when they were winning the
NIT. I think I was out of town or unable to go, but yeah, I would have loved to have seen them. I mean, look, everyone knows I'm a UH alum.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we had I love where our basketball program is.
Oh, they're going crazy.
Yeah. So, I still have a great deal of fondness for, Scott McConnell, I think, is still.
Oh, yeah. Still getting it done.
Still running the show as far as media relations for UT's men's basketball program. And so I just like it when Texas is doing well. I mean, they've got all the pieces in place. It's just, I can't believe that they haven't figured it out.
Well, he gets those one and done, but he gets one where Duke and Kentucky get 8 of them. So they're gone after 1 year, and he's starting over.
And he needs to do a better job of getting program guys who are going to be around for 3 or 4 years. Guys that can keep it going. You know, a J.J. Redick type, that stays there for 2 or 3 years. He hasn't found those guys just yet.
And next year is going to be critical. It'll be year 5. He's missed a tournament twice in the 4 years. And
hasn't won a
tournament game, not a single one. So his seat can't get any hotter. So,
hopefully this is the year.
Yeah.
My younger brother, Richard, is the head coach at Sci Falls High School.
Nice.
Very nice.
Nice.
And they won the state championship a couple seasons ago.
Excellent.
He and a lot of the other high school coaches, I mean, they have nothing but nice things to say about Coach Smart.
He is a nice
guy. It's just unusual and weird that it just hasn't all come together yet. But maybe this year.
Maybe. And before we let you go, I understand you're coming down to Corpus. Tell us about what all you're doing down there.
Yeah, the Corpus Christi Hooks, the Astros AA affiliate, they're hosting me for an event this weekend. On Saturday, they're having batting practice on an aircraft carrier.
Nice.
So I'll be emceeing that, and then I'll be throwing out the first pitch Saturday at Whataburger Field. So
now, is that going to be your first pitch thrown out, or are you a veteran of that?
Oh, I'm looking at a photo right now in my office of me throwing out the first pitch at Dell Diamond way back in the day, back in 2002, so...
Was it low and away? Was it high and tight? What did you throw?
It was right down the middle.
There you go.
I wasn't on the mound. I'm not going to be
right.
So I'm not going to I wasn't taking big chances there. But
so do you get more nervous for that first Sports Center or throwing out the first pitch?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a really good one.
It might have been the first Sports Center. I mean,
really?
Because
you
hear that music in your earpiece.
Oh, iconic.
And you're like,
and the whole world's watching.
Yeah, and 2006 again. That's pre, really that media explosion. I mean, there was just kind of still just basic cable and occasional internet. Now it the landscape is dotted with all sorts of competitors. But I just had so much fun there, and I'm really glad that. I had a chance to go there because when I was working in Austin at KI, I was like, you know what, Austin's an amazing city. This is a great place. I'll just hang here forever. Okay, Sports Center would have been cool and ESPN.
Right.
Cool. But you know what? You're living in Austin. You're near San Antonio and all the other stuff. But it just didn't work out. But luckily, I...
Yeah, you rebounded pretty good. You rebounded pretty good.
Yeah.
So,
I love it.
Anyway, hey, we've loved having you and talking to you. We love watching you every day on MLB Network. And Sid, tell them again where they can find Robert.
You can find Robert on MLB Network. I hope you have cable out there.
I do.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. on MLB Network. It's called MLB Central.
You got it.
Check out our boy, Roflo.
It's good stuff. Good stuff.
Hey, brother, it's so good to hear from you, man. And we'll do it again sometime in the middle of the
season. Absolutely. Call me anytime.
I'll look for you the next wrestling match I go to.
You got it. Send some Mexican food up here.
I love it. I love it. We love you. Take care, buddy. Thanks for being with
All
us.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You got it. Bye-bye.
On Second Thought.
That will do it for episode 139 of On Second Thought. We got to thank MLB Network host Robert Flores and our very own Rick Cantu and Thomas Jones for joining us. For the Duck Kirk Bowles, I'm Cedric Golden. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to On Second Thought, powered by Hook'em.com. Join Sed and Kirk every Thursday at lunch for a new episode. Archived episodes are available on iTunes and Google Android Play.